Yeah, my personal favorite bet for this NFL draft this year, it's going to be the first safety picked. You have Dax Hill being the favorite from Michigan on a couple of sites you can place bets on. You have Lewis Seen from Georgia. You have Jalen Petrie from Baylor. They are all below Kyle Hamilton at plus 1,600 for the first safety pick. I think that is way too intriguing to pass up. As you should be. And to have odds at 1,600, that seems like too good to be true, honestly. Right, exactly. I mean, I don't see Hamilton dropping below Dax Hill, Lewis Seen, or Jalen Petrie, personally. Yeah, 100%. I see a lot of him going at 4 to the Jets. I would be surprised, honestly, if he made it to the Giants pick or the Panthers pick. I also have that as one of the bets I'm looking towards at. You can get 8.5 is the over-under right now for him on some websites at minus 110. There's no way he falls to 9.
looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or for more information, contact
if you call from the Steelers, I think they're going to take me out of beat.
Or David at jackshrimp.com.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial.
Thank you guys for having me.
Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFCU credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable.
Can you hear me?
I got you. Can you hear me?
I can. Yeah.
Do you hear anything else besides me?
No.
Okay. I'm pretty sure. Well, I'm sure that's how we want it. I'm pretty sure that you won't hear anything. Because the stack is playing right now, so if you don't hear that, that's good. Yeah, you're not going to hear that. Okay, so we should be good on this end. Do you have anything you need me to do for you?
No, so pretty much I'll just start talking. I'll play it just like on autopilot or something like that back there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what I'll do is I'll have Brian punch the stream at 6:50, and I'll turn your access on, and you'll be rolling on the Facebook, and then I'll deal with it and turn you guys off at the end.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Awesome, man. Appreciate you. I'm here on Saturday, by the way, and then Zach will have you on Sunday.
Awesome. Well, good luck with the draft stuff today.
Thanks, man. And we'll do the same thing again tomorrow, by the way. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and we'll get this just straightened out again.
Perfect. Yeah, it's confusing now, but I think we figured it out. I think we're in good shape.
Sweet. All right, man. If something changes throughout the night and you're hearing something you're not supposed to, just text me as quick as you can, and I'll get it fixed as quick as I can. It just won't be immediate.
Okay.
But I don't think anything like that should happen.
Yeah,
so, but
knock on wood. Good shape.
Yeah, I agree. So just let me know if something happens. Otherwise, have a good call, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. See you, Casey.
See you, man.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for Shrimp on Deck, featuring interviews from inside the clubhouse, scores from around the International League, and a preview of tonight's ball game. Now, here's your host, Scott Kornberg.
From Truist Field in Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Today it's game three of a six-game series, the Jumbo Shrimp and the Charlotte Knights. Hi everybody, Scott Kornberg here, another beautiful day in Charlotte, North Carolina. And first two games of this series really have been lopsided. Jacksonville winning game one, 9-2. Charlotte took yesterday's contest 10-1. So, seen a lot of offense, and we've seen two games that are rather far apart. So hopefully today, closer matchup. It's Brian Mitchell against Johnny Cueto getting the start. So really kind of an interesting matchup to see Johnny Cueto here in Triple A. Jumbo Shrimp are 11-9 entering play in today's contest. Meanwhile, for the Knights of Charlotte, it is an 8-12 mark. Jacksonville might just be able to find themselves in first place with a win and a loss by Buffalo today. Not that it matters, still 130 games to go, including this one. So Jacksonville and Charlotte nearing first pitch. When we come back, we'll hear from Jumbo Shrimp, mainly designated hitter, sometimes catcher, sometimes first baseman, Lorenzo Quintana. He's been off to a tear of late. He joins us next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Can't do it.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFC credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville outfielder Peyton Burdick. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Welcome back to Charlotte. Jumbo Shrimp getting ready to take on the Charlotte Knights. Lorenzo Quintana is joining us right now. He's off to a tremendous start. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp catcher, first baseman, designated hitter. Lorenzo, first of all, gracias por tu tiempo. You are hitting the ball incredible right now. What were some of the things that you maybe worked on in the off season to spark this excellent start to the season?
So, first time, thank you for you, the interview. So, my decision, I work a little bit in the defense, the hitting. So, I wasn't ready for a sprint training. And I work it hard.
So, you come in, you're hitting so well. It's interesting. Last year, you were with the Astros at this time of the season. This year, you obviously come to the Marlins to start the year. What was it like for you to be traded in the middle of the year? How was that difficult? Did you relish the new opportunity? What was that like to be traded?
So for me, it's not a great surprise, you know. So I live in Naples. It's close to every position player, the Cuba. He plays.
So you grow up in Cuba. You got to play professional baseball in Cuba. And people don't realize here, the talent there is so good. The fans are incredible. What was it like to play, obviously, in your own home country, professional baseball, before obviously going to the Dominican Republic, I think, and then the United States?
So, I think so. It's different baseball in Cuba, different baseball in Dominica, and different baseball here. So, but I think so, in the baseball in Cuba is very good. I have you for play 7 years in Cuba. I help you for playing in America for me.
What made you want to come to the United States? Was it just to try to challenge yourself at the highest level? Was it your family? What made you want to come over here?
My family.
Did your family want to come to the United States?
Yeah, my family here. My girlfriend, my boys, my daddy, my mom in Cuba. I have family here, have family in Cuba.
So, Lorenzo Quintana is joining us right now. Lorenzo, you mentioned your family. Your son is a baseball player from your Instagram. I always see the videos and pictures you post of him. What's it like to be a dad and watching your son grow up as a baseball player just like you?
Yeah, my family, he following the every fucking game, you know. Mm-hmm. And I follow him on Instagram and Facebook. He wants to see the every play.
Who was your favorite player, maybe your favorite team when you were growing up as a kid in Cuba?
So my player favorite is Yuli Gurriel. He played for Azul. He's my favorite.
Did you get to meet him at all? Have you gotten to know him any bit? ¿Conoces a Yuli?
Yeah, he's my amigo.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Lorenzo, quién got you into playing baseball when you were little? Was it your dad, somebody in your family? Who got you inspired to like baseball?
My family? No, nothing.
Then somebody else? A friend? Somebody like that?
No, nothing.
You just like baseball on your own?
Yeah.
Well, Lorenzo, hey, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
That's Lorenzo Quintana. Jacksonville and Charlotte getting ready in a little bit. More to come as we approach first pitch on Shrimp on Deck and the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Whether you are getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp Group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
Hey Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Dimnick Family Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are excited to announce 5 regular season dates for Forever Vets Canines and Crustacean Dog Day. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friends on April 24th, June 7th, also presented by Jacksonville Jeep, July 10th, August 3rd, and September 21st. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville catcher Nick Fortes. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Back here in Charlotte, the Jumbo Shrimp and Knights getting ready for first pitch. Time to take a look at the pitching matchup in today's game. And the Jumbo to the mat. So Mitchell began the year in the bullpen. Overall, no record and a 5.23 ERA. Some of his third start with Jacksonville, fifth overall appearance. He's given up 6 runs on 14 hits and 10 and 1/3 innings, 9 strikeouts and 4 walks. On the other side, it's Johnny Cueto making his first start of the year for Charlotte. And Cueto has been a 135-game winner in the Major Leagues, 2-time All-Star, 2015 World Series champion. He's come in the top 6 of the Cy Young Award voting in 3 different occasions, including 2nd back in 2014. So really cool to see him continuing to keep chugging away here in AAA. He wants to get back to the Major Leagues. Feels the White Sox are the best organization for that, and he's trotting out of the field right now. We're getting ready for first pitch here at Truist Field in Charlotte. It's a beautiful night. When we come back, we'll get to the starting lineups and first pitch. Jacksonville and Charlotte, game 3 of this 6-game set. This has been Shrimp on Deck on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Attention Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you interested in Jacksonville baseball history, the Jumbo Shrimp, International League Baseball, and the Miami Marlins organization? You can find all that at jackshrimp.com. There's previews for every game, featured stories, player analysis, looks around the International League, the Marlins farm system, and more. Visit jackshrimp.com, that's J-A-X-S-H-R-I-M-P.com, for all things baseball and the Jumbo Shrimp.
Broadcasting live from 121 Financial Ballpark, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is on the air.
The pitch. High fly ball. Deep to left. Marvin looks up. We are tied.
0-1. Williams swings. It's a high pop-up. Right side. foul territory, easily makes the sliding grab. The runner's tagged. The throw home. Is it time? Oh, my goodness.
Jumbo Shrimp are the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins.
2-0, the pitch.
Line shot deep into right center field. That's going to get down. It's a base hit rolling to the wall. Chavez scores easily. Pompey around second. Not stopping there. Heading to third. The relay is late. It's an RBI triple, and Jacksonville leads 2-1. And the 0-1. Rickham Strick lifts a high fly ball to left. That one is way out of here. Ovi Rickham Strick, a grand slam.
The 0-1.
Fastball ripped down the line. Fair ball. Scoring from third burn. Pompey coming in as well. Can you believe it? It is eight last at-bat wins in the last 15 games. And this one comes from Nick Fortes.
Now let's go live to the ballpark for the call of today's ball game. Here's Scott Kornberg.
Well, two lopsided games to begin this series Tuesday. A 9-2 win for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, 10-1 in favor of Charlotte in yesterday's contest. Hi, everybody, from Truist Field in Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Today it is game three of this six-game set. The 11-9 Jumbo Shrimp and the 8-12 Charlotte Knights. Johnny Cueto is on the mound for Charlotte, going through his warm-up tosses right now. And it's time to see how Jacksonville manager Derek Brown built today's starting lineup. Presented by the Flame Boiler, the hottest franchise charming casual dining. Expanding in Jacksonville, the Flame Boiler serves up teriyaki-flavored rice bowls where you build your own bowl. Fast, simple, healthy, the Flame Boiler. Four locations in Jacksonville. Leadoff man is the center fielder, Brian Miller. He's followed by the catcher, William Astudillo. And Lewin Diaz at first base hitting third. Peyton Burdick, the left fielder in the cleanup spot, batting fifth and playing right field, J.J. Blade. Charles LeBlanc is the third baseman, sixth. First pitch of the game. And we're underway. One ball and no strikes. 1-0, breaking ball low and in. 2-0. Norel Gonzalez, the designated hitter, is seventh. Hitting eighth and playing second base, it's Eric Gonzalez and Demetrius Sims. Shortstop hits ninth for Jacksonville. 2-0. Cueto spins, pauses, kicks, fires, and throws a fastball. Strike at the knees in the outside corner. 2-1. Cueto third base side. Quick worker in the 2-1. Liner back to the screen, foul. 2-2. Miller, Astudillo, Diaz, Burdick, Lede, LeBlanc, Norel Gonzalez, Eric Gonzalez, and Demetrius Sims. In today's game for Jacksonville, Brian Mitchell on the mound. Outfield the other way. 2-2 to Miller, has reached in seven consecutive starts. And now they're going to call an automatic ball on Cueto. Pitch clock violation, so it's 3-2. Cueto's been in the major leagues since 2008, so this is an adjustment for him. 3-2. Fastball, called strike three, letter high inside edge. And he gets Miller looking to begin the ballgame. I want to bring up Williams Astudillo. So Cueto signed a minor league deal with the White Sox, so he's subject to all the minor league rules, including that pitch clock. Normally a pretty quick worker. Here's Astudillo, a righty. Catcher is Sebi Zavala. Jameson Fisher at first base, the first offering here, breaking ball low and away, ball one. Gilbert Sanchez is at second, Ryder Jones at third. Zach Remillard, the shortstop, 1-0. Liner into center field, that's a base hit. So Astudillo, a one-out single. And then I'll bring up Lewin Diaz here in a scoreless top of the first. Adam Hainsley in center field, flanked by Micah Rodolfo in right, and Mark Payton in left. So left-hand batting Diaz. Jumbo Shrimp in the red tops today. Bold City written out across the chest with that wave font, white top, wave bottom. The pitch, breaking ball low and in, ball one. White number, navy trim below that. Also on the back, no name. Gray pants. And the red caps. Jacksonville Florida logo on the front. 1-0. Change up low and away, and that's ball two. Charlotte wearing their black jerseys today. Charlotte in gold across the chest, white trim. Gold number, white trim, no name on the back. White pinstriped pants. And the Knights, the black caps, the Charlotte C on the front. 2-0, and the pitch from Cueto. Bouncing ball right side. The second baseman, Sanchez, to his left. Fields goes to second, one. Relay from Remolo to first. Great stretch by Fisher at first for the double play. That is really spectacular. 4-6-3 and a slow roller on the right side. And Fisher with the split at first. And that retires the side here at the top of the first. No runs, one hit, and nobody left. Middle of the first, no score. We'll see Brian Mitchell on the mound when we come back. Jacksonville and Charlotte on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
WW Gay Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WW Gay today at 904-388-2696.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30. Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric Box Office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville outfielder Brian Miller. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Well, Jacksonville goes down in the top of the first, scoreless. Charlotte coming to the plate against Brian Mitchell, right-hander, 6'3", 210 pounds, and the leadoff man for the Knights here in a scoreless bottom of the first. Left-hand batting Adam Haseley. Mitchell kicks and fires, and the North Carolina native throws a fastball upstairs, and that is ball one. Haseley in center, Gilbert Sanchez, the second baseman, second, 1-0. Ball foul to the netting behind home plate. 1-1. Ryner Jones in third. He's hitting third. Blake Rutherford, the designated hitter in the cleanup spot. Sammy Zavala does the catching and bats fifth. 1-1. A foul, third base side, and out of play. 1-2. Micah Rodolfo, the right fielder, hits sixth. Batting seventh and playing first base, Jamison Fisher. Mark Payton, the left fielder, is eighth, and Zach Remillard at short ninth. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes from Mitchell to Haseley. Haseley, Sanchez, Jones, Rutherford, Zavala, Adolfo, Fisher, Payton, and Remillard. Two balls and two strikes. Mitchell, third base side, the pitch. Fastball upstairs to ball one. Williams has to deal behind the plate, catching. They with Diaz at first base. Eric Gonzalez at second. Third baseman's Charles LeBlanc. 3-2. Foul over the screen behind home plate, and we'll do it again. Demetrius Sims, man short. In the outfield left to right, Peyton Burdick, Brian Miller, and J.J. Blade. It's really a lovely night here. 73 degrees. Shadows cover left, the infield, and parts of center. 3-2. Swing and a ground ball foul to the backstop behind home plate, and we'll do it again. Sense beyond the third base side of this ballpark. And a late arriving crowd here in Charlotte tonight. Skyline right over the right center field wall, right across the street. 3-2 again. A foul over the screen behind home plate, and we'll do it once more. Lovely night for baseball. Jumbo Shrimp will send Matthew Kent to the mound tomorrow. 3-2 on the way. Breaking ball at the knees, inside corner, called strike three. Haseley down looking. Mitchell has his first strikeout to begin a scoreless bottom of the first. Up comes Gilbert Sanchez. Righty versus righty. Outfield to pull. Mitchell into his windup, spins and fires. First pitch is line foul off the netting above the first base dugout. And the count 0-1. Brian Mitchell grew up in Reidsville. It's closer more to Durham than it is to here. 0-1. Fastball low and inside. One ball and one strike. Still not a terribly far trip. Also grew up in Georgia as well. Here's his 1-1. Bouncing ball left side towards the hole. Sliding stop to his right. Sims gets up, throws to first, not in time. A bouncing ball perfectly placed in between third and short. Sims went to his right, made a diving stop, fired to first, but it was late. Infield single. Here's Ryder Jones, a lefty. Reidsville, where Mitchell grew up, is about an hour and 45 minutes away. Not terrible. Righty-lefty, the pitch to Jones. Fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner. Nothing and one. Mitchell's making his third start of the year. He began the season in the bullpen. Holds to the belt 0-1. Line on one hop to third. LeBlanc fields, goes to second one. Sims the shortstop on to first. Double play. That was a rocket hit on one hop right at LeBlanc, who is playing off third base. He was able to corral it near his belt, sling it to first. And that's that for Charlotte here at the bottom of the first inning. No runs, one hit, nobody left. At the end of a frame, no score. On the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Whether you are getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
This is Jacksonville left-handed pitcher Matthew Kent. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Scoreless game, top of the second. Johnny Cueto back to work, and it's the middle third of the order for Jacksonville. Burdick, Blade, and LeBlanc. Cueto, third base out of the rubber. He's 36 years old. The pitch, breaking ball low and away, ball one. What a career he's had. 135 wins in the major leagues, 97 losses, 1-0. Fastball up high, ball two. Career ERA of 3.45. He's tossed more than 2,000 innings in the major leagues. Two-time All-Star. He's placed in the top six of the Cy Young Award. Three times, 2-0. Breaking ball is low, 3-0. Best season was probably 2014. He came in second in the Cy Young Award balloting. 3-0. Fastball bottom of the zone. Called strike one. Cueto that year was a 20-game winner. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball off the plate away. And the count 3-2. Clayton Kershaw won his third Cy Young in 4 years. It's actually his last Cy Young. 3-2. Swing and a bouncing ball foul to the backstop behind home plate, and will do it again. Cueto led the league in innings. He threw 243 2/3 innings. You almost never come close to seeing that nowadays. Also led the league in strikeouts with 242. The 3-2. Fastball at the knees, outside corner, called strike three. Second punch out for Cueto. One down here to score the second, and up comes J.J. Burnett. He also had the fewest hits allowed per nine innings, only 6.2, so it was a really good year. First pitch, fastball a little bit low, ball one. Problem was Kershaw went 21-3 with a 1.77 ERA. It was fantastic. Kershaw led the league in strikeouts per nine, whip, FIP. The pitch, breaking ball outside, 2-0. Nonetheless, it's been a great career for Cueto. First with the Reds for 8 years, then the Giants at the tail end with one season with Kansas City, in which he won the World Series in 2015. The 2-0. Fastball strike at the belt inside corner. 2-1 on Bleday. One out, nobody on. No score, top of the second, Jacksonville and Charlotte. 2-1. Little roller foul down the first base side, 2-2. Shadows now cover the entire playing surface, save for deep right. Sky blue over top, little thin fade of clouds just sort of brushed into the Charlotte skyline. 2-2, swing and a miss. Off speed pitch below the zone, strike three. Cueto has three punch outs. And two away here in the second. Up comes the righty, Charles LeBlanc. Righty against righty. First baseman Fisher way off the line. And the pitch bounced foul into the jumbo shrimp dugout on the third base side. They count nothing and one. Jacksonville's won 9 of 11 coming in. 0-1. Slide step fastball outside. 1-1. For Charlotte, they had lost 6 of 7 prior to yesterday's 10-1 romp over the jumbo shrimp. Fires in. Changeup is low. 2-1. Every delivery home for Cueto is different. Sometimes he'll turn his back. Sometimes he'll spin. Sometimes he'll just come straight home with no leg kick. Sometimes there's a leg kick with a pause. Sometimes there's a leg kick with a dance. Always tries to keep you off balance. 2-1. Little roller hit towards short arm. One hop pick by Remillard in the backhand near his chest. He'll lob it out to first, and that retires the side. So Cueto, 1-2-3, top of the second. Nothing across for Jacksonville. At the end of an inning and a half, still no score. Jacksonville and Charlotte on the Jumbo Show Network, presented by Lions.
Join ViStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jomo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ViStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No,
It's another Jumbo Shrimp Saturday giveaway. Hey, Crustacean Nation, make sure you are one of the first 2,000 fans at 121 Financial Ballpark on Saturday, July 9th, for our Comic Hero Hawaiian shirt presented by Swisher. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Max Meyer. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Last of the second inning. No score, Jacksonville and Charlotte. Rutherford leads off. Middle third of the order for the Knights. Rutherford, Zavala, Adolfo. Mitchell into his windup. First pitch. Fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner. Nothing in one. Mitchell in the first inning gave up a one-out single. The 0-1. Liner into right. That's a base hit. Immediately got a double play ball. So this was the big inning for Charlotte yesterday. They scored five runs. Rutherford also led off that frame with a base hit. The first six reached, so Jacksonville not hoping for a repeat. Here's Zavala, right-hand batter. No score. Runner on first. Nobody out. Bottom of the second. Righty versus righty. And the pitch. Fly ball deep down the line and right, sailing foul and out of play. On the roof of the second level. Goes all the way from the left field side, edge of the infield behind home plate, all the way into right field. Beautiful ballpark here. 0-1. Little flare, shallow center, that's a base hit. Rutherford will stop at second. And Charlotte has the first two on here in the bottom of the second with Micah Adolfo. So Rutherford's ball was pretty hard hit. That went off the bat of Zavala, more on the end of the bat. He dunked it in nicely. And here's Micah Adolfo. Righty versus righty. Brian Mitchell, originally a Yankee selection, all the way back in 2009. Pitch, high fly ball, shallow right. The second baseman, Gonzalez, going out. Called away by the right fielder. Puts one down here in the bottom of the second. The runners retreat. Rutherford to second. Zavala to first. And here is Jameson Fisher, left-hand hitter. Righty against lefty. And the pitch. Fastball up and away. That's ball one. So Mitchell is going to play at the University of North Carolina, with the Yankees signing him away from that commitment after making him a 16th round pick in 09. The pitch, breaking ball low, two balls and no strikes. Major League debut came 5 years later in 2014. August the 10th, Mitchell tossed two scoreless innings out of the bullpen against Cleveland and Yankee Stadium and pitched in the Major Leagues for a few years. 2-0. And the pitch. Fastball outside, ball three. So Mitchell with the Yankees for parts of 2014, 2015, 2016, and 2017. Mostly out of the bullpen, 3-0. Fastball up and in, ball four. That walk loads the bases. Rutherford goes from second to third. Zavala from first to second. And Fisher out at first base with one out. Here's Mark Payton, left hand batter.
Brings his one to the right for number four. One fielder, Mark Payton, makes a noise for the hometown boys.
Mitchell was then included in the deal with Chase Headley to the Padres December of 2017. The pitch, fastball upstairs, ball one. San Diego a little bit in 2018. And he was designated for assignment after the year. Elected free agency following the 2019 season.
actually signed with the White Sox in January 2020, but never got a chance to pitch in their organization. He was part of their alternate training site. Released August 24th of 2020. 1-0. Ground ball behind first and foul. One ball and one strike. Picked up by the Phillies. His son last year really did not throw well. He was released. And the Jumbo should pick him up about a week after that release in August. He was really good for Miami. 1-1. Fastball low and in ball two. He credited that to pitching more on a regular basis than he had with Lehigh Valley, the AAA affiliate of the Phillies. Behind though here on Payton, 2-1. The offering. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away, 2-2. So with Miami last year, mostly with Jacksonville, 2.76 ERA. And he got a surprise bump back up to the major leagues at the end of the year for two relief appearances through four innings. And he said it was just a thrill to go back. He didn't know if he ever would. The 2-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Check swing and appeal. No swing. Ben Sontag, the third base umpire, making the call. Jonathan Biarta at first base. And Paul Clemens behind the plate. Mitchell turned 31 just over a week ago. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Boom, a breaking ball on 3-2 with the bases loaded. And Mitchell has his second strikeout. So up comes Zach Remillard. Two outs. Bases still loaded. Scoreless at the moment. Jacksonville and Charlotte. It's a big strikeout for Mitchell. Payton chased a ball out of the strike zone. And the offering here, breaking ball and going away, ball one. Outfield way around the other way. The 1-0. Liner in the left base hit. Down the line, all the way to the wall. Rutherford scores from third. Zavala around third comes in. Fisher getting waved around third. The relay is cut off. Remillard ends up at second, clearing the bases with two outs. It's a 3-1 double, and Charlotte leads 3-0 in the second. So just when you thought that Mitchell was going to be able to maybe squeak out of this, Remillard smashes a line drive down the line and went all the way to the wall. Fisher at first base was able to fly home. Runner on second, two outs. Here's Haseley. He takes a fastball up and away, ball one. And Estadio is going to go out to talk with Mitchell. So back-to-back games of a bases clearing three-run double. In the second, it was a five-run second yesterday for Charlotte. Right now they lead by three. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. Cued back to the screen, foul, 1-1. So now second time through the order for Brian Mitchell. One pitch. Charles down the line, off the sidewall in the right. Around third, Remillard, he scores. Haseley slides in feet first to second. And it's 4-0 Charlotte here in the second. So back-to-back doubles. Still a man on second, still two outs. And here comes Robert Sanchez. Two hard hit balls as well. So Mitchell in a little bit of trouble here in the second. It's a four-run frame.
Batting
Outfield deep in the pool. Sanchez a righty. And the pitch. Fastball is low, 1-0. Mitchell opens up his shoulders as he gets the sign from Astadio, then squares his body to third base. 1-0. Breaking ball outside, ball two. It's five hits already for Charlotte. First time through the order. Five of the nine reached. So far, six of the ten batters have been on against Brian Mitchell. 2-0. Fastball is low, ball three. Jumbo Shrimp bullpen was taxed a little bit yesterday. Jeff Lindgren only went three frames. Prior to that, they starting pitching and only allowed more than one earned run once in nine previous outings. 3-0. Fastball down the chute, called strike one. And the Jumbo Shrimp pen had to go five innings yesterday. Bottom of the second, two out, runner on second to 3-1. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner, 3-2. It's 4-0 Charlotte here today. Wright with two strikes. Ryder Jones, dangerous hitter on deck. 3-2. Low and away, ball four. Missed with a fastball at 95. And Jones is going to be the ninth man to hit in the inning. So this is almost like a mirror image of yesterday. Charlotte sent nine to the plate in a five-run second. And won 10-1 today. This is the ninth man to hit. It's been a four-run inning thus far. And Powell talking it over with Brian Mitchell. Earlier today, the Marlins edged the Nationals 3-2. Trevor Rogers won his first game of the year. A run on two hits in six innings of work. Miami is 10-8, second in the NL East. Knights of the AAA affiliate of the White Sox have gotten off to a slow start. They gave up 3 in the 10th to lose to Kansas City today, 5-2. White Sox 7-11 on the year. Luis Garcia homered for Chicago in the loss. Michael Kopech started that game. First and second, two outs. The left-hand batting Jones takes a breaking ball. Strike above the knees in the outside corner. Nothing to one. Charlotte 4, Jacksonville nothing. Outfield to pull. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball to the back foot of Jones. And he chased in the count 0-2. Mitchell, black glove resting on his left thigh. Hands come together at the belt. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt. Strike three. And that retires the side. Third punch out for Mitchell. But Charlotte picks up four runs. Four hits. They leave a pair. It's have a 4-0 lead. The Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
Kids can feel like the pros after each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game.
Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jeff Brigham. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
4-0 Charlotte, top of the third inning. Johnny Cueto back to work. Noel Gonzalez leads off. First pitch is bounced foul on the right field line. And the count on one, so it's Noel Gonzalez, Eric Gonzalez, and Demetrius Sims here in this frame. Outfield a little bit the other way. 4-2 for Charlotte. Remillard. RBI double from Hazley, 0-1, breaking ball in the dirt. Gonzalez couldn't check his swing, and the count 0-2. You know, we said this last night, it didn't really come to fruition, but this is a really good hitting Jacksonville team. One run off the league lead. The 0-2. High fastball, Gonzalez couldn't check his swing, strike three. Four strikeouts for Cueto. One down here in the third, and up comes Eric Gonzalez.
Number 15, Eric Gonzalez. Second baseman, Gonzalez.
Righty against righty. One out of nobody out. Outfield straight up, and the pitch from Cueto. No leg kick. Breaking ball strike at the knees inside corner. 0-1. Oh, one in the way. Fastball upstairs, one ball and one strike. So it's 4-0, but Jacksonville averages 6 runs a game. And they've scored at least 6 in 8 of their last 12 contests. The pitch, grounded foul on the third base side, and count 1-2. Also done so in 10 of their 20 games this year. Here's the 1-2 of the way. Fastball low and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Last year, Jacksonville scored above 6 runs in 48 of their 130 games. That's 37%. 2-2. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. Strike three. So Cueto has 5 strikeouts for the first 8 batters of the game. He wants to prove he can still belong in the major leagues, and so far so good in that regard. Here's the righty Sims with 2 out of nobody on here in the third. 4-0. Charlotte and Jacksonville, the pitch. Swing and a miss, breaking ball. Really looking strong. 36 years old. He was solid last year for the Giants. The 0-1. Foul, first base side, net of play. 0-2. Unsigned in the offseason until he just inked a minor league deal with the White Sox. Oh, 2 to Sims. Swing and a foul at home plate. He just got a piece of that breaking ball. And we'll do it again. Miller in the top of the order on deck. Outfield plays Sims pretty deep and around towards right a step or two. Cueto toes the third base side of the rubber, long black sleeves under his black jersey, white pinstripe pants, black cap into his windup, back turn 0-2. Fastball down the middle, called strike three. Cueto strikes out the side here in the third. He has 6 punch outs through the game, and the Jumbo Shrimp go down in order. Nothing across. Cueto's retired 7 in a row here. At the end of 2.5, it's 4-0 Charlotte on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIX.
Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Security Center USA believes security for your home or business should not break the bank. They make it easy to become a client with unmatched purchasing promotions and pricing, such as $0 down commercial installations and residential systems starting at just $199 installed. Customer service is their highest lifetime technical support for any system they install. The most cutting-edge technology is available today from Security Center USA. Visit their website at securitycenterusa.com.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 5 military appreciation nights throughout the season, May 22nd, June 26th, August 4th, August 23rd, and September 22nd. Active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or the day of the game. In addition, at 121 Financial Ballpark, the Jumbo Shrimp offer active military and veterans $7 dugout reserve and $5 field reserve tickets. Tickets must be redeemed in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
This is Jason, the first baseman, Lewin Diaz. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Home half of the third, 4-0 Charlotte. First pitch to Blake Rutherford. Golf in the air, down the left field line, not deep. Long run for Burdick. He can't get there. Plays it on one hop. Nifty grab with his bare hand to sling it back into the infield and hold Rutherford to a leadoff single here in the third inning. So Rutherford started the second with a base hit. Charlotte scored all four of their runs there. There's Sebi Zavala. 4-0 game right now. Three infielders left of second. Mitchell ready in the pitch. Breaking ball strike at the knees in the outside corner. 0-1. Outfield a bit the other way. Beautiful night. Golden hour here. The buildings just get that golden light on them. The 1-0. Fastball low and away, ball two. The light starting to turn on. And it's just a gorgeous scene. Not much wind to speak of. Not even a zephyr. Two balls and no strikes. Leadoff man on first here in the third. The 2-0. 2-1. Charlotte by four. Brian Mitchell, for his birthday last week, had his wife and his daughter in town after one of the games. Really kind of cool. They were all taking pictures with the Mitchell dog out on the outfield grass at 121 Financial Ballpark in Jacksonville. 2-1. Grounded towards the hole left side and through base hit. Rutherford takes the turn at second, puts on the brakes. And the first two back on for Charlotte here in the third. First and second, nobody out. Already ahead by four. Here's Michael Rodolfo. So that one wasn't hit all that hard, but perfectly placed. And Rodolfo bats. Outfield plays him really deep. Rodolfo's got a ton of power. Pitcher Mitchell swinging a foul at home plate in the count 0-1. But those are those moments, you know, baseball players, they spend so much time away from family. It's cool to see several Jumbo Shrimp trying to make sure they get some of that time throughout the year. So Mitchell, the photos with his family after a game last week. Brian Miller, 0-1. Breaking ball strike at the knees in the outside corner, 0-2. Brian Miller's been traveling with his wife and his daughter throughout the year. They're not going to go to Memphis next week, but it's been great to have them with him. The 0-2, swinging a foul at home plate, and we'll do it again. Not a lot of guys get that kind of time with the family. Here. The pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball down and away, strike three. Fourth punch out for Brian Mitchell.
And there's one down here in the bottom of the third. Up comes the lefty, Jameson Fisher. Righty against lefty. Mitchell ready at the belt. And the offering. Fastball laser to left. That's a base hit. Played on one hop by Burdick. The runners will move up station to station. Rutherford second to third. Zavala first to second. The bases are loaded again. One out here in the third. Already 4-0 Charlotte. Nine of the first 16 to come to the plate for the Knights have reached. Pitch to Payton, the lefty. Breaking ball up and away. Ball one. So dangerous time right now for the Jumbo Shrimp. This is a hitter's ballpark, but you don't want to fall behind by too much, obviously. 1-0. Breaking ball low and in, ball two. And again, that bullpen factor for this team. They've got Tommy Evelt back from the taxi squad today. He arrived a little bit before the game. Did lose a reliever, though. The 2-0. Grounded foul on the first base side. 2-1. Actually lost a pair. Jackson Rose, who pitched yesterday, was transferred back to High Beloit. And Zach Pop was recalled by the Marlins. Daniel Castano getting sent to Jacksonville. An option of the year. The 2-1. Liner in the center. Base hit. Rutherford scores from third. Zavala will stop at third base. The throw comes all the way to the plate. And the throw now back to third. Zavala just able to dive back in feet first. So Zavala watched Astudillo get that ball left in the home plate area and took his time getting back to third. Was just able to get back in the throw behind him, but it's an RBI single for Payton, and it's 5-0 Charlotte. Zavala second to third. Fisher first to second. And Payton on first. Here's Remillard, who cleared the bases in the second with a double. Righty against righty. And a pitch. Breaking ball strike on the outside corner above the knees in the count 0-1. So the Jumbo Shrimp, previous 10 games prior to yesterday, had outscored their opponents. The pitch. Swinging a foul at home plate 0-2. 73-30. But so far, the last 12 innings of action, they've been outscored 15-1. Oh, and two. Bases loaded, one out. 5-0 Charlotte here in the third. And the pitch. Golfed in the air, foul. First base side, net of play. Jacksonville had won 9 of 10 prior to yesterday's loss. Oh, 2. Fly ball pretty deep to right. Long run for Blake. Near the wall, leaps, can't make the catch. Zavala scores from third. Payton turns back to third. The front of the plate not in time. RBI double for Remillard. He's driven in 5 already today. And it's 7-0 Charlotte here in the third. So a fly ball to the wall and right, but Jay couldn't make the leaping catch. Zavala scored, and it really was back-to-back Fisher and Payton. But Payton had to stop. The throw was up the line, so if Payton kept going, he would have scored. But that's 5 RBIs for Remillard in this game. It's 7-0. 10 hits already for Charlotte. Top of the order, Hazley coming up. Still only one out.
Infield in for Jacksonville. And the pitch. Fastball is low, ball one. And there's now going to be action in the bullpen. But again, it's a little bit of a factor for Darren Brown's squad and the fact that bullpen worked so many innings yesterday. 1-0. Sharp ground ball to second. Picked by Gonzalez. Looks the runner's back. Throws to first for the out. So two down now. Payton remains at third. Remillard at second. 7-0 Charlotte here in the third. And Wilbur Sanchez is going to come in. Jake Fishman is up in the bullpen for Jacksonville. And the pitch to the righty. Fastball down and away. Ball one.
Wilbur Sanchez.
So four in the second, three coming on a Remillard double. Three in the third so far, two on a Remillard double. The pitch, fastball low and away. 2-0. Seven nothing Charlotte. Two. Line 2-1. Meanwhile, the Jumbo Shrimp bullpen also probably has to be a little bit of a factor because tomorrow Matthew Kent still building his pitch count up. The 2-1, rounded towards second. Two shuffles to his left. Gonzalez field straightens, throws to first, and that retires the side. But eight more have come to the plate for the Charlotte Knights in this game. And 12 of the 20 batters have reached against Brian Mitchell. Three runs, five hits, two left at the end of three. It's 7-0 Charlotte on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both, and an attorney will personally meet with you? I am John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following @JackShrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's @JackShrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable family fun.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp Nation. Are you all ready for a dynamite night at 121 Financial Ballpark? Well, on Saturday, May 14th, the first 2,000 fans of the ballpark will receive a Rex the Beach Boulevard Dino Bobblehead, presented by 121 Financial Credit Union and RJ Young. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2.
This is Jacksonville, outfielder Jesus Sanchez. You listen to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, ESPN 690.
Jesus Sanchez and the Marlins off to a great start. They just swept the Nationals today, but things not so good here in Charlotte for the Jumbo Shrimp. 7-0 Knights in the fourth. Brian Miller swings at the first pitch, chops at the second, two skips to Sanchez, and he'll throw out Miller at first base. One pitch and one out to begin the fourth inning, and that's eight in a row, retired by Johnny Cueto. 7-0 Charlotte over Jacksonville. Williams Astudillo is the batter. This is the 4-4-4, 4-4-4 fourth inning. Brought to you by the law offices of Phillips and Hunt. Be sure to visit FloridaJustice.com. Cueto's first pitch to Astudillo. Breaking ball, low and away, ball one. The number to call, 904-444-4444. Phillips and Hunt committed to justice, 1-0. Fly ball deep down the line and left to the corner. It is foul. And home run distance, instead 1-1. Jake Fishman continues to throw in the Jumbo Shrimp bullpen. Brian Mitchell likely done after three. The 1-1 popped up on the infield, left side, left of the mound. on the grass, the third baseman Jones will squeeze. And there's two down. So Jacksonville, heading into yesterday, eight of their previous nine games, their starting pitcher yielded no more than one earned run. Now it's 2 days in a row of three-inning starts and at least six runs against. Pitch to Lewin Diaz, changeup down and away, ball one to the lefty. Two out, nobody on. It's a 7-0 Charlotte lead here in the top of the fourth. 1-0 from Cueto. Swatted foul, left field line and out of play. And the count 1-1. Second baseman Sanchez in shallow right. Shortstop flip towards Remillard behind second. Backhanded stab, throws across his body to first. Nice play to retire the side. That's a nifty play by Remillard. He's had a great game so far. One hopper to his right. He backhanded near his belt. Fired across his body to first, and that's that for Jacksonville here in the fourth. Nothing across. It is 10 in a row. Sent down by Cueto. Middle of the fourth inning, 7-0 Charlotte by the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIM.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Nothing quite like sneaking out of the office to watch some baseball. The Jumbo Shrimp have several Yuengling business person specials this season. On April 20th, May 11th, June 22nd, and July 6th, fans can receive a 16-ounce Yuengling can or a small fountain soda, jumbo hot dog, chips, and field reserve seats for just $20. Fans can upgrade to a dugout reserve seat for $23. For more information, visit jackshrimp.com or call 904-358-2846.
All Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday presented by Budweiser means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and the right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Budweiser Tiki Terrace. It's Thirsty Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp presented by Budweiser.
This is Jacksonville, your second baseman, Isan Diaz. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Home run for the third over Jacksonville, and new pitcher into the game, Jake Fishman. Lefty, third base side, high leg kick, turns his back. Three-quarters fastball in for a strike to the left-hand batting rider, Jones. Nothing in one. Jones, Rutherford, and Zavala, part of the order. Meanwhile, there's a lefty up in the bullpen for Charlotte. The 0-1 of the way. Breaking ball inside, and I think that hit Jones, but I'm going to rule that he didn't make an effort to get out of the way. So it's a ball, one ball and one strike. Three infielders right of second. Fishman ready at the belt, 1-1. Grounded foul on the first base side of the count, 1-2. So Johnny Cueto might be done after four innings of one-hit ball. He retired the final 10 he faced if he is done. Struck out six. He was really good. It's good news for the White Sox, who are off to a slow start. Cueto only threw 45 pitches in the four frames. 1-2 to Jones. Breaking ball rolled over on, bounce to shallow right where the second baseman Gonzalez is waiting. He'll bend down to field it, throw on to first. And it's one out here in the fourth. Up comes Blake Rutherford for the left.
Number two, Kevin McDonald's.
Jake Fishman pitched with Team Israel in the Olympics last year. He said it was one of the best experiences of his life. Outfield the other way. And the pitch to Rutherford. Fastball outside, and that's ball one. During the 2020 pandemic, Fishman began deadlifting a neighbor's crane stabilizers. Big hunks of metal. The 1-0. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner. One of the machinery in place, that's how he got him and stayed in shape. He also did something really cool. The 1-1 on the way. Fastball upstairs, 2-1. One out. Nobody on. 7-0. Charlotte over Jacksonville here in the fourth. He turned to software development. He made an audio visualizing app for Apple laptops. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball just missed low. 3 balls and 1 strike. And he's also got his own YouTube channel. He's a big technology guy. 3-1 on the way. Bouncing ball right side. The second baseman, Gonzalez, backhands to his right, throws across his body for the out. That's 4 consecutive 4-3 putouts for Eric Gonzalez. Going back to the third inning.
Catcher Sebi Zavala.
2 out and nobody on in the 7-0 game. And Sebi Zavala, the righty, digs in. Jake Fishman, you go to his YouTube channel, Jake Fishman Tech. He does not make any reference to the fact that he's a baseball player. His bio is so just casual. Pitch to Zavala, righty. Fastball inside, ball one. It says, my name is Jake, and I enjoy efficient technology, always striving for the best option to get my work done. But he actually helped some of his teammates build websites last year. Preston Gilman, I believe, was trying to make some sort of Airbnb thing with where he lived in Oklahoma. Fishman helped him with that. Somebody else wanted to have his own t-shirt line. Fishman helped with that. The 1-0. Breaking ball low. 2 balls and 0 strikes. The infielders left of second. The 2-0. Zavala swings, knocks it foul to the screen behind home plate. 2-1. Jacksonville getting out hit 10-1 in this game. 2-1. Liner down the line and left to the corner, hooking foul. Two balls and two strikes. Fishman ready at the belt. 2-2. That foul to the screen behind home plate will do it again. Adolfo on deck. Fishman, when he comes set, his body is facing out to right field. See, it's just kind of a natural way he throws. I believe the lefty in the bullpen for Charlotte is Kyle Kubat. The pitch, breaking ball in the dirt, and the can is full. Looks like we'll find out to start the fifth inning. Cueto might be done. Crowd has filled in pretty good here tonight. Expecting a big crowd tomorrow. 3-2. Grounded foul into the Jumbo Shrimp dugout on the third base side.
Everybody,
we'll do it again. Seven nothing Charlotte, 2 out, nobody on. You're in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch, grounded foul. Near the Charlotte dugout of the first base side. So another 3-2 upcoming. Outfield to pull. 3-2. And the pitch. Fastball up and in, ball four. 2 out walk. Brady Micah Rodolfo. Pitch really just missed Good plate appearance though by Zavala. Fouled off five pitches. The pitch, breaking ball, low ball one. That was a nine-pitch walk. So far, no 1-2-3 innings for Jacksonville. They only had one yesterday. 1-0. Fastball inside, ball two. Second baseman Gonzalez up the middle. Big hole right side of the infield. 2-0. Rocket down the line and left for a base hit. Rolling all the way to the wall. Zavala around second. Gets the stop sign at third. Adolfo cruises to second base with a double. And now everybody in the night's order has reached base at least once. Save for Ryan Jones, a three-hole hitter. Second and third, two outs, and here comes Jameson Fisher. So second and third, in a 7-0 game. Charlotte leading Jacksonville here in the fourth, two outs. Lefty-lefty, and the pitch to Fisher. Fastball, bottom of the zone, called strike one. Fisher walked and singled in this game. 0-1 from Fishman. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball below the zone, 0-2. Twilight here in Charlotte. Light fading. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. This is the third game of a six-game set. Matthew Kent, Cade McClure tomorrow. Max Meyer, John Park Saturday. 1-2. Breaking ball off the plate. Not appeal, no swing. Third base umpire Ben Sontag making the call. 2-2. Braxton Garrett, Emilio Vargas, the matchup right now for Sunday. Two and two. And the pitch. Breaking ball inside, and the count is full. First base is open, second and third. Two outs, 7-0 Charlotte here at the bottom of the fourth. Time call at the plate. Outfield shaded the other way. Fisher open stance, knees bent. 3-2. Fastball at the belt, outside corner. Called strike three. Fisher is talking it over with home plate umpire Paul Clemens, but it's the automatic ball strike system. Clemens doesn't make the call, the robot umpires do. And Hammer tires the side here in the fourth. So Fishman gets Fisher looking. No runs ahead, two left at the end of four. 7-0 Charlotte on the Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
Affordable family fun. Now the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimps, variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, a personal service representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com. Again, that phone number is 904-358-2846.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jake Fishman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
The pitcher for Charlotte is Kyle Kubat, a left-hander from Nebraska, 6'1", 195 pounds, and 7-0 the Knights in front here at the top of the fifth. Johnny Cueto, one hit in four innings, retired the final 10 he saw. Did not walk a batter, struck out six, so 45 pitches for Cueto, really good outing. Here's Burdick, right-hand batter, and the first pitch fastball inside, ball one. Burdick, Blade, and LeBlanc for Jacksonville here in the fifth, down by seven. Getting out hit 11-1, the 1-0. High trickling foul, and the count 1-1. Kubat has started some games in the past with Charlotte. Really cool story. He was undrafted out of the University of Nebraska, and he was signed by the hometown team for Nebraska, the Royals. And he just kept pitching so well over and over and over and over again, they really couldn't get rid of him. Well, there's something interesting going on. Home plate umpire Paul Clemens is arguing with Sebi Zavala, the catcher, and Wes Helms, Charlotte manager, has come out. My guess is that an automatic ball was called. And Zavala is saying, well, how could that be? The pitch clock should have reset. So they're talking it over. In 2020, Kubat was wrapping up spring training with the White Sox, and obviously everything shut down. White Sox had a meeting and then found himself back in his car driving back to Omaha, where he's from. 19 and a half hours. Not sure what that argument was about. Looks like it's still 1-1. We'll see. And the pitch from Kubat over the top fastball inside. Two balls and one strike. Kubat was really frustrated. He thought he could have a shot at the major leagues, working his way from undrafted to AAA. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in. 2-2. Zavala doesn't have any idea with the third strike. Two balls and two strikes. Leadoff man here at the top of the fifth. Big thing for Kubat that year is he put on a lot of weight. He'd always been a slight guy in the mound. But he put on about 25 pounds, eating 4,000 to 5,000 calories per day, but not junk food. Here's his 2-2. Grounded foul to the backstop behind home plate. We'll do it again. Said he ate a lot of Eat Fit Go meals. Cooked a lot by watching YouTube videos to learn how to cook. Two-two again. Change up is low and the count is full. Also work with a strength coach, former Creighton Blue Jay, Joe Service. So even though Kubat, a Nebraska Husker, One from somebody from Omaha. 3-2 in the dirt with a fastball. Ball four. So a leadoff walk, and that'll bring up J.J. Bledain. This 7-0 game.
Number 10, J.J. Bledain.
Third baseman Jones way off the line. The pitch. Fly ball deep down the line and right. Forget that. Way out of here. Off the roof of the second deck. J.J. Bledain with his second homer of the series and his third of the year. And the Jumbo Shrimp on the board. It is 7-2. Charlotte's lead cut to 5 here in the fifth. So Bledain turning on a fastball and smashing it out. And with Johnny Cueto out of the game, the Jumbo Shrimp have life all of a sudden here in the fifth.
Standing in for the Jumbo Shrimp number 12, third baseman Charles LeBlanc.
There's Charles LeBlanc already. So Kubot walks the leadoff man, serves up a bomb of a home run. Away ball one to LeBlanc. Outfield the other way. 1-0. Breaking ball, bottom of the zone outside edge. One ball and one strike. First baseman Fisher way off the line. 1-1 from Kubot. Fastball is low, ball two. When he was in Nebraska, Kubot played for Darren Erstad. He said learning from a guy like that really helped him prepare mentally. The 2-1. Upstairs with a changeup, ball three. His pitching coach was Ted Silva. And Erstad was really blunt, 3-1. Fastball up and away, ball four. First three have reached here in the fifth inning. Here's Norel Gonzalez. Outfield, the step the other way. Kubot, first base side, the pitch. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball in the outside corner, 0-1. Kubot doesn't throw hard. I mean, he's upper 80s at most. And Erstad was telling him, hey, listen, you have to be you. Don't try to overthrow. 0-1. Fastball upstairs, one ball and one strike. And Zavala threw the ball to the left side of the infield. He just missed Kubot on the mound. Zavala's having a bizarre inning. 1-1. One out. Rather nobody out, runner on first. 7-2. Charlotte here in the fifth. A 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, away ball two. Said, hey, listen, beat Kyle. Don't try to throw 100 miles per hour. Kubot really felt like that made him a better player. He had to learn how to be a chess master in his world. A fastball at 90 miles per hour, 2-2. Actually threw a combined no-hitter in 2013 at Nebraska, well, against Arkansas, one of the best programs in the nation, 2-2. Swing and a miss ahead of a changeup on the inside corner, strike three. Kubot strikes out Noel Gonzalez, one out. Here at the top of the fifth, up comes Eric Gonzalez, a righty. 7-2. Charlotte leading Jacksonville. Runner on first, one out. Top five, and a throw to first. LeBlanc hops back in. Jaguars have just made their first selection. Trayvon Walker, the Georgia defensive end, goes first overall. The pitch. Line drive, shallow left center field, racing into left fielder Payton, still coming, can't get it. The ball splits the gap, looks all the way to the wall. LeBlanc around third, he's going to score. And Eric Gonzalez goes to second with an RBI double. Jacksonville has four of the first five reach here in the frame, and they've cut the Charlotte lead to 7-3. Well, Kubot has been hit around a little bit, and up comes Demetrius Sims. Lefty versus righty. Sims chokes up on the bat. And Zavala is going to go out to the mat and talk it over with Kuba. Runner on second, still one out. Jacksonville down by seven to start this frame. Has gone walk, 2-1 homer, walk, strikeout, RBI double. To 7-3. Pitch to Sims coming from Kuba. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner, 0-1. Outfield deep in the pool. Time is called and an automatic ball on Kubat. 1-1. He's been really pushing the limits of the pitch clock. And now Zavala's going to go out to the mound again. This is the third or fourth time in the inning Zavala and Kubat have talked. 7-3. Charlotte leading Jacksonville. Top of the fifth inning. One out of the mitt on second. And this conference broken up again. Boy, this is rare to see this much slow pace in the pitch clock era. Fastball strike at the knees inside corner, 1-2. Boy, that Trayvon Walker pick is the first number one overall pick. The 1-2, swing and a miss, breaking ball below the zone, strike three. Second punch out, two down here in the fifth, and up comes the left-hand batting Brian Miller. Walker's the first number one overall pick in the common draft era, so since 1967, to have never made an all-conference and all-American team in college. Lefty-lefty, fastball outside, ball one. Outfield the other way. 1-0. Bouncing ball right side. The first baseman, Fisher, backhands going to his right. Underhand flip to Kubat, covering the pillow. And that retires the side. 3 runs, though, for Jacksonville. The big blow, a 2-run homer for J.J. Blade. 2 hits in the inning, and 1 runner left on base. Halfway home here in Charlotte, 7-3. The Knights in front of the Jumbo Shrimp on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Dimnick Family Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Attention Crustacean Nation, Miami Knights return to 121 Financial Ballpark in 2022. The first 2,000 fans in the ballpark will take home an amazing vice-themed beach tower presented by 121 Financial Credit Union and First Coast News. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you interested in Jacksonville baseball history, the Jumbo Shrimp, International League Baseball, and the Miami Marlins organization? You can find all that at jackshrimp.com. There's previews for every game, featured stories, player analysis, looks around the International League, the Marlins farm system, and more. Visit jackshrimp.com, that's J-A-X-S-H-R-I-M-P.com, for all things baseball and the Jumbo Shrimp.
This is Jacksonville infielder Charles LeBlanc. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
7-3, Charlotte last of the fifth. Jake Fishman first pitch to Mark Payton, lefty-lefty. A bunt left of the mound. LeBlanc charging in, fields near the dirt and fires to first for the out. Good play by LeBlanc, who charged quickly to get to that ball. He almost fielded that on the mound. And then made a quick transfer and throw on the first. One pitch and one out here to start the bottom of the fifth. 7-3 Charlotte. The Knights 4 in the second, 3 in the third. 3 in the top of the fifth for Jacksonville. Right hand batting, Remillard comes in. The pitch, breaking ball strike at the knees inside corner 0-1. Remillard's tripping in 5 with 2 doubles in this game. Outfield the other way. 0-1. Fishman ready at the belt. And the pitch. Fastball high. 1-1. Jake Fishman went to Union College. You never hear of professional baseball players from Union College. The 1-1. Fly ball deep to left. Burnett going back. Looking up. That's gone. Zach Remillard. His third extra base hit. He has driven in 6 runs. And a solo homer here in the fifth makes it 8-3 Charlotte. Two-run double in the third, and it's Remillard's day. There's Adam Haseley. And the pitcher, Fishman, fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner, 0-1. Outfield way around towards left. 0-1, way outside with a breaking ball, 1 ball and 1 strike. But anyway, Fishman from Union, he helped them win the Liberty League as both a pitcher and a utility player. The 1-1, swing and a miss and a breaking ball in the dirt. And the count 1-2. In 2016, his last year at Union, he had a 0.41 ERA. The 1-2, breaking ball bounced behind first, sliding, stopped by Diaz, gets up under him, flipped to Fishman covering the pillow. And there's two away. Really nice play by Lewin Diaz going to his left, sliding and making a backhanded stop, firing to first for the out. Two out, nobody on. 8-3 Charlotte here in the bench. Here comes Gilbert Sanchez. When Fishman was selected with the 912th overall pick, he was the first Dutchman ever taken in the Major League Baseball first-year player draft. Pitch to Sanchez, breaking ball inside, ball one. But I mean, he was really good from the moment he got to campus as a freshman. 7-0, 2.29 ERA. He tossed a no-hitter in his second start, 1-0. Fastball inside, ball two. He also batted 400. Liberty won their, or Union rather, won their first ever Liberty League title. First trip to the NCAA. 2-0. Breaking ball inside, ball three. Sophomore year, he dropped his ERA down to 1.48. He batted 477. And the 0.41 ERA as a junior, he hit 361. The 3-0. Fastball low, ball four. So it's a two-out walk here. Charlotte by 5 in the bottom of the fifth. Made on first, and the batter, Ryan Jones. So added up in his career, Fishman was 18-2, 1.36 ERA, and he batted 410. Lefty-lefty, the pitch to Jones, fastball low and away, ball one. When he was drafted, he was playing in the Cape Cod League. They had a rain out, so he went to spend the day with his family. 1-0. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner, 1-1. And on his way home, he actually got a phone call from Blue Jays scout Jamie Lehman. 5 seconds later, the pick went through, and he was elated. 1-1, and the offering. Breaking ball, slides in for a strike at the belt inside corner. 1-2 for Fishman in the Blue Jays organization. Selected by the Marlins AAA phase of the Rule 5 draft. Going into 2021. 1-2. Fly ball pretty deep to right field. Blade, the right fielder on the run, over his right shoulder, in the alleyway, makes a running catch to retire the side. Great job by Blade to chase down that long fly ball. But Charlotte gets a run. One hit. Zach Remillard has driven in six already today. His homer makes it 8-3 at the end of the run here in the fifth. A run ahead, one left. And again, 8-3 Charlotte going to the sixth on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Kids can feel like the pros after each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville outfielder J.J. Blade. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Jacksonville down 8-3 as we start the sixth inning. J.J. Blade, the lone source of a big blow, a homer in a 3-run fifth. The pitch to Astudillo bounced to short right at Remillard, who fields going to a knee, throws to first, one pitch and one out. Here to start the top of the sixth for Kyle Kubot, and here's Lewin Diaz. So for Jumbo Shrimp, right now, down by five in the sixth. The pitch, breaking ball in the dirt away in the count of 1-1. Three runs, three hits, no errors. The pitch, fastball outside. Charlotte's got 8 runs on 12 hits, no errors. 2-0 from Kubat, and the offering. And a changeup in for a strike at the knees in the outside corner. Two and one. The pitch. Fastball low and in, ball three. Outfield deep and straight up. Second baseman Sanchez in shallow right. And the pitch to Diaz. Line back to the screen fed. Burdick on deck. If anybody can reach, Blade would come to the plate. Here in the top of the sixth, 8-3 game. And the offering. Breaking ball down in the way, and the count is full. Kubar ready, first base side. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball off the plate. Diaz chased. And there's two down here in the sixth inning. Third punch out for Kubat. And up comes Burdick the ready. Jumbo Shrimp get the bullpen up right now. There's a righty getting loose. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball to the back foot of Burdick. And the count 0-1. For the step to pull. 0-1. Knock back to the screen foul, 0-2. Kubat gets the sign from Zavala. 0-2 coming. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. And the knees in the outside corner. Strike three. 1-2-3 sixth for Kubat. Four strikeouts for him so far. Nothing across for Jacksonville here in the top of the sixth. Middle of the sixth inning. 8-3 Charlotte. Here from Truist Field on the Jumbo Shrimp Network. Presented by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fan. TIAA Bank is here to help you make your money work harder. Open a yield pledge checking or money market account today and start scoring some of the most competitive rates in the country right off the bat. To get started, visit a financial center near you or find us online at tiaabank.com/shrimp. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are excited to announce 5 regular season dates for Forever Vets Canines and Crustacean Dog Day. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friends on April 24th, June 7th, also presented by Jacksonville Jeep, July 10th, August 3rd, and September 21st. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
The Jumbo Shrimp want Crustacean Nation to always be prepared when going to the beach. That's why we're giving away a beach bag cooler to the first 2,000 fans through the cooler is presented by Ascension St. Vincent. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jeff Lindgren. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Home half of the sixth inning. 8-3, Charlotte leading Jacksonville. Middle third of the order, it's Rutherford, Zavala, and Adolfo. Jake Fishman back to work, his third inning of relief in the pitch. Bounce to second base, Ryan Gonzalez. He will bend down, collect it, straighten, throw to first, one pitch and one out. Here at the bottom of the sixth, and up comes Sebi Zavala. I think it's Jimmy Yakabonis in the bullpen down the left field line. Lefty against righty. Green fielders left of second. Fishman ready at the belt, the offering. Cued back to the screen, found nothing in one. Outfield to pull, 0-1. Inside with a fastball. One ball and one strike, one out. We're in the bottom of the sixth, 8-3 lead. The 1-1. Breaking ball low. Fishman falling behind, 2 balls and 1 strike. So Jacksonville in danger of dropping their second consecutive game. 3rd and 4 contest, 2-1. Breaking ball downstairs and in, 3-1 contest. Three and one coming to Zavala, who's yet to be retired today. The offering. Fastball strike at the belt in the outside corner. Three and two. Fishman kicks, fires. Fastball high, ball four. So Zavala, 2 singles and 2 walks. And one out base runner for Charlotte leading by 5 is Micah Rodolfo, but he's going to go back to the first base dugout because the Jumbo Shrimp are about to make a pitching change here. Darren Brown has come out of the third base dugout for Jacksonville, and Jake Fishman is going to be done after 2 1/3 innings. So Fishman coming out. New righty coming in. We'll tell you who it is when we come back. 8-3 Charlotte, one out, man out first in the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
WWG Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24-7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WWG today at 904-388-2696.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville outfielder Brian Miller. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Jimmy Yakabonis, the new pitcher for Jacksonville. Bottom of the sixth inning. 8-3 Charlotte. Runner on first, one out. Micah Rodolfo takes a fastball low to Yakabonis in the count 1-0. Big second inning for the second day in a row for the Knights. 5 yesterday on route to a 10-1 win. 1-0. Outside with a fastball, ball 2. Today, 4 in the second, 3 in the third. Jacksonville got 3 back in the fifth. 1 in the bottom of the fifth, though, and here we are at 8-3. The 2-0. Fastball low and away, and that's ball 3. Outfield straight up. Pitch swinging a foul to the backstop behind home plate. They called a late strike on that one from the automatic ball strike system, so it's now 2-2. Most of the players today for the Jumbo Shrimp said it wasn't that different. Felt like they barely noticed it, the automatic ball strike system. 2-2. Breaking ball high in the air. Deep to Liz. It goes way out of here. Micah Rodolfo, 2-run bomb. And it's now 10 to is just a towering fly ball that landed on top of the awning on the far back of it of the picnic area. It straightaway left. So now the base is clear. And it's 10-3, and up comes the lefty Jamison Fisher. So the Jumbo Shrimp have been outscored 20-4 the last 2 days. Right now, Brian Mitchell would be in line for the loss for Jacksonville, only going 3 innings. First pitch to Fisher. Fastball low, ball one. Johnny Cueto can't win. Now Kuban is in line for that. 1-0. Fastball in the dirt, and that's ball two. Yakubonis has come in and thrown 7 pitches, 4 out of the zone, and 1 home run. Knights with 13 hits in the game. 2-0. Bouncing ball foul to the right of the home plate area. Fielders down right of second. Mark Payton on deck. That was 30 hits combined. 2-1. Fly ball pretty deep to left. Burdick going back over his left shoulder onto the warning track. In front of the wall makes the catch. So Fisher flies to the wall the other way. Two down now in the sixth inning. It's 10-3 Charlotte, and here comes Mark Payton. Hometown Panthers here just made their selection. Ikem Ikwanu from NC State, the pitch. Fly ball on the left, not deep. Burnett coming in. Oh, camps it under it, squeezes near his red hat, and that retires the side. Two more runs, though, for Charlotte, and a two-run homer from Micah Adolfo, a missile in the ninth. Nobody left on base, end of the sixth inning. All Knights right now, 10-3 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch of ball promotion. Additionally, ByStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ByStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ByStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
This is Jacksonville left-handed pitcher Braxton Garrett. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Out of the seventh, 10-3, Charlotte leading Jacksonville. Bladé, LeBlanc, Noel Gonzalez due up. Pitch from Kubat. Lefty-lefty fastball down and away, ball one. If anybody reaches, Eric Gonzalez would come to the plate here in the seventh. 10-3, Charlotte. Big again, the 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt. Check swing and appeal. No swing. And Sontag, third base umpire, making that call. Open stance for Blade. 2-0. Fastball, letter high strike in the outer half. 2-1. Marlins won today 3-2. They swept the Nats 2-1. Fastball inside ball 3. Trevor Rogers gets his first win. A run on 2 hits in 6 innings. 4 strikeouts. 3-1. Fly ball deep to right. Adolfo going back near the wall. Leaps. Makes the catch. Micah Adolfo at the wall. A leaping grab for the first out here of the 7th. Nice play. So one down and up comes Charles LeBlanc. Elsewhere, the Marlins organization. Willie Jupiter fell back to .500. They lost at Palm Beach today, 8-1. Cardinals affiliate. Pitch to LeBlanc. Fastball over the outside corner at the knee. High A Beloit down 1-0 at home to Cedar Rapids, bottom of the 6th. Cedar Rapids, a Twins affiliate, is 14-3. The 0-1. Sharp ground ball back up the box behind second. The shortstop, Remillard, is there. Fields throws to first for the out. But Zach Remillard's day. He's 3-for-3 with 6 RBIs. 2 doubles and a home run. But good defense at shortstop as well. 2 out and nobody on. 10-3 Charlotte. Here's Noel Gonzalez. Double A Pensacola losing at Biloxi. A Brewers affiliate, bottom of the 6th. 1 zip. Will Stewart going for the Blue Wahoos. Pitch to Gonzalez. Fastball right down 5th Avenue. Called strike 1. White Sox fell to the Royals today 5-2 in 10 innings. The pitch is popped foul over the screen behind home plate and out of play. White Sox up to a 7-11 start. Their high A affiliate Winston-Salem is up 7-2, bottom of the 8th at Asheville. Rocket City leads AA Birmingham 6-1 in the 6th. 0-2, little tap around in front of the plate. The catcher Zavala barehands and slings to first in time for the out. Well, Kubats all of a sudden retired 8 in a row. Nothing across for Jacksonville here in the 7th. Middle of the 7th, it's time to stretch. Charlotte 10. Jacksonville 3 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Five-star collection and souvenir store. All the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/jumboshrimpgear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
WW Gay Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24-7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WW Gay today at 904-388-2696.
Nothing quite like sneaking out of the office to watch some baseball. The Jumbo Shrimp have several Yuengling business person specials this season. On April 20th, May 11th, June 22nd, and July 6th, fans can receive a 16-ounce Yuengling can or small fountain soda, jumbo hot dog, chips, and field reserve seats for just $20. Fans can upgrade to a dugout reserve seat for $23. For more information, visit jackshrimp.com or call 904-358-2846.
This is Miami Marlins pitcher Elias Hernandez. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Bottom of the 7th, 10-3, Charlotte leading Jacksonville. Jimmy Yacobonis First pitch is low to Zach Remillard, who's had a huge day. Two doubles, a home run, six RBIs, 3 for 3. One ball and no strikes, 10-3, Charlotte. Bottom of the seventh, the 1-0. Fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner. 1-1. Meanwhile, there's a righty getting up in the bullpen for the Knights. Now Kubat's day might be done. 1-1 coming from Yakabonis. Breaking ball well outside. Two balls and one strike. Kubat, three runs, two hits. In three innings. Struck out four, walked two. He is presumably done for the eighth. Inside, ball three. Yakabonis. 7 balls, 7 strikes. Not normally a guy who struggles with command. 3-1. Fastball just missed outside. Remillard out for the fourth time. It's a leadoff walk here in the seventh. Beginning of the other scores in the White Sox system. Paired club of the Knights. Doubleheader between Low A Kannapolis and Fayetteville was split. Kannapolis won 3-0 in game one. The pitch, fastball in the dirt, low, snap for the first, not in time. Fayetteville won 2-1 in the second game of the doubleheader. International League action. Columbus blanked Louisville 5-0. 1-0. Haseley looks at a fastball up and away, ball two. Columbus is 14-7 to start the year. Scranton Wilkes-Barre in front of Lehigh Valley, 11-6, top of the seventh at home. 2-0. Fastball outside, ball three. Durham 8. Memphis 2, bottom of the seventh. Buffalo leads at Worcester 5-3, bottom seven. 3-0. Fastball right down the middle, called strike one. Norfolk edging Gwinnett 4-3. They're in the bottom of the seventh. Toledo blanking Omaha 6-0, bottom of the fifth. 3-1. Liner foul off the netting above the third base dugout. And the count is full with nobody out of the mound on first. Sherman leads by 7. And the Nashville a 4-1 advantage at St. Paul, top of the fifth. 3-2. Fastball hit in the air, deep to left, down the line of the corner. Burnett going back. This one hops the wall. Remillard being waved around third. He's going to score easily. The throw is way late. It's an RBI double for Haseley. His second RBI two-bagger of the day. It's 11-3 Charlotte here in the seventh. So again, the route is on for the Knights. And here's Gilbert Sanchez. Tough couple of days here for Jacksonville after winning 9-2 on Tuesday. They have gotten that score 21-4. Here's the pitch to Sanchez already. Breaking ball low and away, ball one. Iowa trailing at home to Indianapolis, bottom of the fifth. It's 3-1, the Indians in front. Earlier today, Rochester beat Syracuse 13-6. 1-0. Swinging a ground ball foul to the backstop behind home plate, 1-1. Joey Meneses connected on his fourth home run for the Red Wings. Luis Garcia hit his fifth. 1-1. Fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner. 1-2. 14 hits for the Knights after 17 yesterday. 1-2. Swinging a little tapper foul down the first base side, and we'll do it again. 11-3, bottom of the seventh. Runner on second, nobody out. One, two. Breaking ball, slap, foul, first base side, and out of play. We'll do it again. Yakubonis ready near the belt. Looks back at second. 1-2. Breaking ball outside. Two balls and two strikes. It's already 27 pitches for Yakubonis. Only 14 for strikes. 2-2. Little roller down the first base side, charging in Diaz onto the grass. Underhand flip to Yakubonis covering the bag. And there's one down here in the seventh. Paisley moves from second to third. And up comes Ryder Jones, the only man who has not reached in this game for Charlotte. He's arguably their best hitter. One of those great things about baseball. In basketball, or football, hard to win when your best player isn't playing well. Baseball can happen any day. And the pitch. Line back to the screen, foul, 0-1. Outfield to pull. The 0-1. Fastball inside near the kneecaps. One ball and one strike. One out. Runner on third. An advantage. Astudillo sets up away. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup down in the way. One ball, two strikes. Outfield to pull. Rutherford on deck. The 1-2. Swing and a foul at home plate. We'll do it again. I think Darren Brad would love for Yakubonis to get through the eighth inning without having to burn another reliever, but I'm not sure he's going to be able to do that with his pitch count the way it is. One out here in the seventh. A 1-2. Ground ball hit to first base. Diaz playing back field. He'll step on the pillow. All the while, Haisley comes in to score for a third. It's an RBI ground down for Ryder Jones, and it's 12-3. Charlotte here in the seventh. Base is clear for Rutherford with two outs. Not Jacksonville's day again. The pitch, fastball is a letter high strike in the inner half, nothing and one. 12 runs, 14 hits for Charlotte. 3-on-3 for Jacksonville, the 0-1. Sharp ground ball down the third baseline. Fair rolling all the way down the line towards the corner. Rutherford sprinting to second base. His third hit is a double. It comes with two outs here at the bottom of the seventh. Of a 9-run advantage for Charlotte. And up comes Sebi Zavala. So third baseman LeBlanc was just playing way off the line there. Righty against righty. Tommy Evald is getting up in the Jumbo Shrimp bullpen. And the offering, swing and a miss, fastball low and inside, and counts 0-1. Jumbo Shrimp having to dig down even deeper potentially into their bullpen. The ball's in the strike, and the pitch. Fastball low and away, 1-1. Outfield to pull. 1-1. Fastball low and away, ball two. Two outs. Man on second, 12-3, Charlotte. Bottom of the seventh. The 2-1. Pop foul over the screen behind home plate, 2-2. Two from Yakubonis. Breaking ball outside, and the count is full. Three infielders left of second. I believe. Can't quite tell down the right field line. It's warming up. 3-2. Liner deep to right. Blade going back onto the warning track. Has a play. Makes the catch. And that retires the side. Two more runs for Charlotte here. Two hits, one left at the end of seven, 12-3, the Knights lead. The Jumbo Shrimp Network presented by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or prep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFCU credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville infielder Joe Denand. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Charlotte. Yaxel Rios is the new righty in the game. Kubat, three innings and three runs against him, but plenty of run support today for the Charlotte Knights for the second day in a row after a 10-run output. 8-9-1 due up in the order for the Jumbo Shrimp. Eric Gonzalez, Demetrius Sims, and Brian Miller against Rios. 5'11", 215-pound righty from Puerto Rico. First base side. First pitch to Gonzalez is bounced back up the box and threw into center for a base hit. So leadoff single. And up comes Demetrius Sims in this 12-3 game. Outfield the other way, and the righty, and the pitch. Fastball up and in, and it, I believe, clipped the hand of Sims. He'll go on down to first base, but now they're going to call him back. So Sims looked like was hit by the pitch. Darren Brown, the third base coach and manager, is going to come down to talk to home plate umpire Paul Clemens. And the replay here, it's hard to tell if that ball hit Sims in the right hand. He didn't really react all that much at first, and maybe so made the umpire send him back to first base. So instead of a hit by pitch, it's a foul ball. And the count 0-1, runner on first, nobody out here in the top of the eighth. And 12-3. The 0-1. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner, 0-2. Outfield the other way. 0-2. Breaking ball low and away. One ball and two strikes. Miller on deck. And it would be Astudillo. One, two. Breaking ball low and away. Two balls and two strikes. 7:04 first pitch tomorrow, same way you're listening right now. Coverage starts at 6:49. Two-two. And a foul at home plate off the catcher Zavala. We'll do it again. Evel is still up in the bullpen for Jacksonville. I think the chance for a fan named Reggie here. I don't know what's going on. I can't see the 2-2. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. Strike three. Reggie's doing something. First punch out for Yaxel Rios. Y-A-C-K-S-E-L. One away here in the eighth, and up comes the lefty Brian Miller. Runner on first, one out, 12-3, Charlotte. A pitch, breaking ball, strike above the knees outside corner, 0-1. Third baseman, Jones, off the line and back a step. Go to first. One. Fastball outside. One ball, one strike. Rios first base side, knees bent. The pitch. Swing, and Miller loses his bat down the right field line off the netting of the stands. I think he somehow got a piece of that ball. It was fouled at home plate in the count 1-2. Looking, the netting is there. So 1-2 on Miller, who gets some more stick. Gonzalez on first. One down here in the top of the eighth. 1-2 on Miller. And the pitch coming. Fastball line to left. Racing in Payton. And he loses it in the lights. Backs up. And plays it on one hop. So it's a base hit. Gonzalez goes to second. And there's first and second with one out. And here comes Williams Astudillo. So Payton had that ball go right into the lights against him. He probably would have been able to make the play, but he had to back up. He said he couldn't see it. And here comes Astudillo. Outfield to pull. And the pitch. Fastball, bottom of the strike zone, I think he's 0-1. Castillo holds the bat out in front of the plate, 0-1. Lifted to the line, down the left field line, it's a base hit rolling all the way to the corner. Gonzalez around third scores, Miller gets held at third base. Astudillo heads to second with an RBI double and the Jumbo Shrimp within 12-4 here in the eighth. So second and third, one out, and here comes Lewin Diaz. Righty against lefty, so Jacksonville still fighting here. And the pitch. Breaking ball, letter high strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Outfield to pull. 0-1. Breaking ball below the zone. Diaz couldn't check his swing, 0-2. Second baseman Sanchez has moved into shallow right. 0-2. Fastball at the knees, outside corner, called strike three. Two down now here in the eighth. Still second and third, and here comes Peyton Burdick. Sixers look like they're going to close out the Raptors up by 29. Under four to go in the fourth quarter. It's game six of that series. Meanwhile, the Pelicans ended the third up by three on the Suns, trying to force a game seven. And in the NBA, the pitch to Burdick. Breaking ball strike at the knees in the outside corner, 0-1. So the Warriors, the favorites now, the Bucks maybe, the Celtics. Any of those three, I would have to guess with the Suns struggling. 0-1. Pop foul, first base side net of play. 0-2. Here, the Jumbo Shrimp are struggling. Got 12-4 in the eighth. And the pitch. Breaking ball low, one ball, two strikes. For the step the other way on Burdick. Second and third, two outs here in the eighth. 1-2. Fastball in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Rios, right leg bent, left leg slightly more straight, 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in, strike three. And that retires the side here in the eighth. Jumbo should pick up a run on three hits. They leave two. Three punch outs in the inning for Rios. Middle of the eighth, 12-4 Charlotte on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If you can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable family fun.
All Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday presented by Budweiser means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and the right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Budweiser Tiki Terrace. It's Thirsty Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp presented by Budweiser.
Kids can feel like the pros after each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Miami Marlins shortstop Miguel Rojas, and you're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Tommy Evel into the game for Jacksonville, fourth pitcher for the Jumbo Shrimp. Start the bottom of the eighth, 12-4 Charlotte. 6-7-8 due up for the ninth to Adolfo, Fisher, and Payton. Meanwhile, Brandon Finnegan is still going. He's in the bullpen for the ninth, presumably for the ninth inning. A long career. Just 29 years old. He came up the same year he was drafted. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Evel back from the taxi squad. 6'6", 207, Lutz, Florida, near Tampa. First base side, ready near the belt. Pitch to Adolfo. Fastball upstairs. Check swing and a pull. No swing by Jonathan Biarta, first base umpire, and the count 1-0. In the top of the ninth inning, Lede LeBlanc and Norel Gonzalez. Automatic ball called on Evel, 2-0. The pitch. Swinging a foul at home plate, 2-1. Charlotte led this game 7-0. With 4 in the second, 3 in the third, Jacksonville 3 in the fifth. With the Knights 1 in the bottom of the fifth, 2 in the sixth, 2 in the seventh. In the eighth, Jacksonville got one back. 2-1. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner, 2-2. And it has been another lopsided affair here. 2-2. And the pitch way outside, and the count is full. Third baseman LeBlanc plays near the line. Three-two, swing and a miss. Good slider off the plate from Evel. Strikes at Adolfo, one down here in the eighth, and up comes Jamison Fisher. Still an 8-1 Charlotte lead. Righty first. And the pitch from Evel. Fastball high in the air, deep to left center. The center fielder Miller near the wall. Leaps, makes the catch. So Miller, a leaping grab at the wall for the second out. It's the second time in a row Fisher's hit one to the wall. with nothing to show for him. So Payton down the batter. Two out. Nobody on here in the eighth, 12-4 Charlotte. Righty against lefty. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at the knees in the inside corner. Three infielders right of second. Pitch, fastball upstairs, one ball and one strike. Evel fires, and it's bounced to first base. Diaz comes up right of the pillow, fields one step to his left of the bag, and that retires the side. First 1-2-3 inning of the day for Jacksonville. They've had just two in the last two games. Nothing across for Charlotte. End of eight, 12-4. The Knights, a big advantage on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Join ViStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch of ball promotion. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ViStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket Plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, a personal service representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com. Again, that phone number is 904-358-2846.
Whether you are getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp Group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
This is Jacksonville right-handed pitcher Jimmy Yakabonis. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
To the ninth, 12-4, Charlotte leading Jacksonville. Last chance for the Jumbo Shrimp, Lade LeBlanc, Noel Gonzalez. It comes against Brandon Finnegan, who made his major league debut 8 years ago. Lefty, first pitch to Blade, breaking ball in the dirt, ball one. 5'11", 216 pounder out of Fort Worth. Royals first round pick. Finnegan made his major league debut the same year he was drafted. He was selected on June 28th, or signed with them, the 1-0, swing and a miss at a high fastball, 1-1. Debuted September 1st. Rather, September 6th, called up on September 1st. Might have been rushed. He was traded to the Reds in July the next year. The 1-1 popped up behind home plate. This one into the seats. That's 1-2. Signed a minor league deal with some moments, but didn't really get the seasoning he needed in the minor leagues. Last pitch in the bigs in 2018. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. You've got to be impressed with a first-round pick. Still chugging. He made his major league debut. Same year he was drafted. Hasn't pitched in the show in 4 years. Still going. 2-2. Breaking ball inside of the count is full. Had an ERA of 7. With Cincinnati in 2018, that was really the beginning of the end, because in 2017 wasn't decent. 3-2, swinging a foul at home plate, and we'll do it again. Chattanooga ERA of 6.60 in 2019. Louisville last year, 5.53 ERA. Walk numbers have crept higher and higher of late. That's just trying to figure it out. Making his seventh appearance, 3-2. A foul over the screen behind home plate. Right now an ERA of 8 with the Knights. 9 runs, 8 earned, and 11 hits in 9 innings. 6 walks and 11 strikeouts. And lit the world on fire in the 2014 playoffs. 3-2. Fastball high, ball 4. So Blade draws a leadoff walk here in a 12-4 game of the ninth. And up comes Charles LeBlanc. Finnegan was drafted out of high school by the Rangers, 45th round in 2011. Went to TCU instead. Pitch to LeBlanc. Fastball up and away, ball one. After the step to pull. The 1-0. Line back to the screen foul. 1-1. Finnegan first base side. High set. 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. 2 balls and 1 strike. Second baseman Sanchez plays up the middle. Finnegan will step off. .704 first pitch tomorrow. It's Matt Kent going. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball down and away. 2-2. On the block. Fastball under the hands. Call strike 3. Late call from the robot umpire. Long down looking. One down here in the ninth.
34 of 24, the
Jumbo Shrimp, Norrell
Gonzalez.
Here comes the left-hand batting Norrell Gonzalez. Lefty against lefty. And dirt. And the count 0-1, 1-0 rather. Apologies, an inopportune time for a nosebleed. Had to run and get some tissues. The pitch was a strike, 1-1. And the offering, fastball strike, and then he's in the outside corner. And the count, now 1-2 on Norrell Gonzalez. So a little nosebleed here in the ninth. It's been that kind of day for Jacksonville. The pitch is popped foul over the screen behind home plate. 1-2. Man on first here, top 9, 12-4. Charlotte leading Jacksonville. I set for Finnegan and the 1-2. Swing and a miss, breaking ball in the dirt. Strike three. And the Jumbo Shrimp there to their final strike now. Two out, Eric Gonzalez, the last hope for Jacksonville. Down by eight. Lefty against righty. And the pitch. Breaking ball is high, and that's ball one. Outfield deep in the pole. 1-0. Breaking ball in the third. Two balls and no strikes. Demetrius Sims on deck. Four runs, six hits, and no errors for the Jumbo Shrimp. 12-15-0 for Jacksonville. 2-0. Fastball strike at the knees in the inside corner. 2-1. And again, gets the sign. And then steps off. Here's the 2-1. Little tapper down the third baseline. Tough play. Finnegan fields. Fires to first. Not in time. Infield single for Eric Gonzalez. Moves Blade up to second base. First and second. Two outs. It's a three-hit game, by the way, for Gonzalez. And up comes Demetrius Sims. Not much more Finnegan could have done there. Ball trickled about 40 feet up the line. Fielded, turned around, fired to first, but it was late. Now up comes Demetrius Sims. It's seven hits now for the Jumbo Shrimp. Lefty against righty. And the offering. Fastball swatted foul. First base side net of play. And the count on one. Even stance for Sims. Feet shoulder width. The pitch. Fastball in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Jumbo Shrimp had hit today, 15-7. 1-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, 1-2. Yesterday, they were out hit 17-6. Now they're down to their final strike. 1-2, two out, first and second here at the top of the ninth. The pitch, sharp ground ball, back up the box, through into center, base hit. Blade around third scores. Gonzalez sprints from first to third, going to second base. Sims, but he overslides the bag and he's tagged out. And the ball game is over just like that. It's been that kind of day for Jacksonville. Nobody covering second. Sims sprinted to second, but then overslid the bag as a fielder came from behind to tag him out from behind. I think that was Jamison Fisher, the first baseman. And the Jumbo Shrimp lose just like that. A run does score. For the final is 12-5. And Charlotte's taken two of the first three of this series. We'll get to the final totals next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network presented by FIS.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Redshirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFCU credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville infielder Bryson Brigman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Final here from Truist Field in Charlotte. 12-5, the Knights have taken down two of the first three of this series. Charlotte, 12 runs, 15 hits, no errors. Jacksonville, 5 run, 8 hits, no errors. The Jumbo Shrimp leave 4 on, and the Knights leave 8 on. So Jacksonville, 11-10 on the year. The Knights, 9-12. On the campaign. Kyle Kupot, the winning pitcher in relief, is 2-0. Brian Mitchell takes the loss. He's 0-1. And today's game was played in 2 hours and 39 minutes. So he started at 7:04. Wrap things up with a single and tag out at second base. And 9:43. Local 1,306 fans. That's the final. Jacksonville falling 12-5. Well, check out more of this game and take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard next on Shrimp Wrap on the Jumbo Shrimp Network presented by FIS.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are excited to announce 5 regular season dates for Forever Vets, Canines, and Crustacean Dog Day. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friends on April 24th, June 7th, also presented by Jacksonville Jeep, July 10th, August 3rd, and September 21st. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
So weird, yeah, the ending was...
Another exciting Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp game is in the books. We'll recap today's ball game and check out scores from around baseball and the Miami Marlins farm system. Here's your host for Shrimp Wrap, Scott Kornberg.
Well, thanks so much for joining us here today. Final score, Jumbo Shrimp falling to the Charlotte Knights 12-5. No highlights to play for you, but for the Jumbo Shrimp, this was one that probably weren't too many highlights anyway for Jacksonville in this 12-5 loss. So right away, Charlotte got on the board with 4 in the second. Similar to yesterday, big second inning for the Knights. And Blake Rutherford started that yesterday. Today, he singled. Sebi Zavala singled. Two batters later, Jamison Fisher walked and loaded the bases with one out. Brian Mitchell, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp starting pitcher, struck out Mark Payton. It looked like okay, can maybe get out of the inning. Instead, Zach Remmelot hit a three-run double. Adam Haseley, an RBI double, made it 4-0. And the third, Payton with an RBI single. Remillard, two-run, two-bagger. That got it to 7-0. Jumbo Shrimp, though, fighting back in the fifth inning. Peyton Burnick walked to lead off the frame. And then J.J. Bleday in a monster two-run home run. Next batter was Charles LeBlanc, and two batters later after LeBlanc walked, he came around to score an Eric Gonzalez double. That got it to 7-3. So, okay, things looking pretty good. But the Knights had an onslaught the next three frames. One in the fifth and a homer from Remillard, who was 3-for-3. Two doubles, a homer, and a walk. Six RBIs. A two-run bomb from Mike Rodolfo in the sixth. And then in the seventh inning, Haseley another RBI double. And Ryder Jones, an RBI grand, now got it to 12-3. Jumbo Shrimp got one in the eighth. RBI double from Williams Estadillo. One in the ninth and an RBI single from Demetrius Sims, but that was all. 12-5, the final. Winning pitcher was Kyle Kubot in relief of Johnny Cueto, who was spectacular today. Cueto, one hit, no runs in four innings. He struck out six, retired the final 10 batters he faced. So Jacksonville falls today. Final score 12-5. We'll check out the out-of-town scoreboard next in the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane, unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
Kids can feel like the pros after each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jake Fishman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Final 12-5, Charlotte beats Jacksonville. Let's take a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. First in the International League, Rochester beats Syracuse 13-6. Other finals, 5-0, Columbus blanked Louisville. 15-6, Grandin Wilkes-Barre destroyed Lehigh Valley. 8-2, Durham upended Memphis. 5-4, Buffalo nipping Worcester, and Norfolk doubling up Gwinnett 6-3. Games in progress, 6-1, Toledo leading at Omaha, top of the 8th. 6-2, Nashville leading at St. Paul, top of the 8th. 5-3, Iowa up at home against Indianapolis. In the Miami Marlins organization, Marlins beat the Nationals 3-2 to sweep that series. Elsewhere in the minor league system, Double-A Pensacola blanked by Biloxi 3-0. High A Beloit blanked by Cedar Rapids 3-0. And Low A Jupiter loses 8-1 in Palm Beach. So a tough day in the Marlins system. The affiliates go 0-4. Tomorrow we come your way at 7:04 local time here from Truist Field in Charlotte. Matthew Kent on the mound. Payne McClure for Charlotte in that game. And our coverage begins. However, you're listening right now, a special stream, 6:49. We'll have our pregame coverage, 7:04 first pitch, game four of the six-game series. Final here, 12-5. Winner for Charlotte, Kyle Kubot, 2-0. The Knights, 9-12. Jacksonville falls to 11-10. Brian Mitchell, the losing pitcher, at 0-1. Coming your way beginning at 6:49 tomorrow for a 7:04 first pitch. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast. I'm Scott Kornberg saying so long from Truist Field in Charlotte, North Carolina. Have a great rest of the night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this presentation of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Thanks to Ken Babby, Jim Fander, John Carlson, Harold Craw, Noel Blaha, Linda McNabb, and the rest of the Jumbo Shrimp front office staff for their support. For more information on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, visit jackshrimp.com. Once again, thanks for joining us on the Jumbo Shrimp Network.